Let's take a look at the headlines for North Shore Journal. Okay, let's see. Betty White Challenge, supporting humane societies across the country. The Betty White Challenge started as a social media post encouraging people to donate at least $5 to their local animal shelter, a cause that, of course, Betty deeply cared for. She passed away just shy of her 100th birthday. And she advocated for animals and spent 70 years supporting American Humane, the country's first national humane organization. If you've seen her on any show she was ever on, she always managed to have a pet appear in one of the episodes. So you can read all about how to donate to a humane society or support animals of your choice. You can read all about that and our local Lake County Humane Society in this week's North Shore Journal. Big Bear Lodge Railroad and Cabins on Poplar Lake, that's the name of the lake, up on the Gunflint Trail operates a reduced season in the winter. With only three cabins, it gives time for ourselves, says the owner, Andy DeLisa. Not one to enjoy just sitting around and unable to do resort maintenance and construction, Andy decided he had to come up with a hobby. So ice fishing was off the table, so he is building a North Shore-themed model railroad layout in an old outbuilding on his property. The 2021 resort season came to an end this fall, so he's spending some time repurposing that small building on the property. It was originally built in 1935 and hasn't really used it for any real reason, so he's going to put a full-scale model of the railroad. That's really awesome, and you can read all about that in this week's North Shore Journal. And let's see, what else do we have? The story of the four chaplains. It was known as Torpedo Junction, the U-boat infested icy waters of the North Atlantic during World War II. And on February 3rd, 1943, the U-Stadt Dorschitter, an old coastal steamer, quickly pressed into military service, was slowly making her way through those waters bound for Greenland. Most of the men were seasick and had nausea, and they were in submarine waters. So the captain directed the men to keep outer gear and life jackets on at all time. And moving among them were four army chaplains. One was Methodist, one was Jewish, one was Dutch Reformed, and one was Roman Catholic. And so they talked and listened to the men and soothing the apprehensions, offering encouragement, and every once in a while sharing a joke. At one point, the overcrowded lifeboats capsized, and men were clung to the rails, frozen with fear and unable to plunge into the dark, churning water. The four chaplains calmed all the frightened men, got the spare life jackets, and urged them over the side. And you can read the full story of the self-sacrifice of the four chaplains and their heroic act in this week's North Shore Journal. The North Shore Journal, there's 10,200 copies printed and delivered along the North Shore each and every week, and you can pick them up in two harbors at Super One, at the courthouse, at the laundry, Bay Breeze Laundry, and other places. You can go to Silver Bay, pick those up at Zupp's Grocery, True Value, American Inn. Beaver Bay, you can pick them up at the Holiday Station, Finland, Ely, and you can check them out and read them at the Silver Bay Public Library.